Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Hello, listeners. Today in our program, we will be talking to Jenny Dalman, a British woman married to a man from Sweden. Hello, Jenny.
Hello, everybody.
First of all, tell us how and where you met your husband, Eric.
Well, it was a date arranged by our friends. They described him as a handsome blonde Swedish man, and it was true. We had a great time together during our first date, so we decided to keep in touch on the internet. After a few months, he came to Britain to see me again, and the rest is history, as they say.
Have you ever had any problems because of cultural differences?
We get on very well together and have a similar attitude to life. And what's very important is that we often laugh at the same things. Just like the British, Swedish people love BBC classic comedies, such as Monty Python and Mr. Bean. Eric is not an exception in this case.
And when did the two of you make the decision to live in Britain?
I think it was more or less 6 months after we got married. It seemed a better option, but now I think it's a pity that Eric's work keeps us in Britain.
Why do you say that?
Many women here don't go back to work after having a child because Britain doesn't offer enough help for working mothers. In Sweden, childcare services are excellent, and women can start work again just after having a baby.
I see. And going back to your family life, do you share household chores with your husband?
When it comes to the housework, Eric doesn't help me as much as I hoped he would. But there are some things he does at home. For example, he segregates our rubbish for recycling. I have to admit that I didn't care much about it earlier, but he convinced me that it's worth the effort.
Thank you for sharing your story with us.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Hello, listeners. Today in our program, we will be talking to Jenny Dalman, a British woman married to a man from Sweden. Hello, Jenny.
Hello, everybody.
First of all, tell us how and where you met your husband, Eric.
Well, it was a date arranged by our friends. They described him as a handsome blonde Swedish man, and it was true. We had a great time together during our first date, so we decided to keep in touch on the internet. After a few months, he came to Britain to see me again, and the rest is history, as they say.
Have you ever had any problems because of cultural differences?
We get on very well together and have a similar attitude to life. And what's very important is that we often laugh at the same things. Just like the British, Swedish people love BBC classic comedies, such as Monty Python and Mr. Bean. Eric is not an exception in this case.
And when did the two of you make the decision to live in Britain?
I think it was more or less 6 months after we got married. It seemed a better option, but now I think it's a pity that Eric's work keeps us in Britain.
Why do you say that?
Many women here don't go back to work after having a child because Britain doesn't offer enough help for working mothers. In Sweden, childcare services are excellent, and women can start work again just after having a baby.
I see. And going back to your family life, do you share household chores with your husband?
When it comes to the housework, Eric doesn't help me as much as I hoped he would. But there are some things he does at home. For example, he segregates our rubbish for recycling. I have to admit that I didn't care much about it earlier, but he convinced me that it's worth the effort.
Thank you for sharing your story with us.